Today's devotion for day 44, Thursday, March 29th, 2018, Maundy Thursday, was written by Christine Tagawahi. Today's scriptures come from John 13, 14 through 17, and 34 through 35, and Matthew 5, 16. John 13, 14 through 17, "If I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you too must wash each other's feet. I have given you an example. Just as I have done, you also must do. I assure you, servants aren't greater than their master, nor are those who are sent greater than the one who sent them. Since you know these things, you will be happy if you do them." Verses 34 to 35. "I give you a new commandment. Love each other. Just as I have loved you, so you also must love each other. This is how everyone will know that you are my disciples, when you love each other." And Matthew 5:16. "In the same way, let your light shine before people, so they can see the good things you do, and praise your Father who is in heaven." I've only been coming to the Methodist Church for a few years, and only this year, as I sat to write this devotional, did I learn what Maundy Thursday means. In Latin, the word mande originates from mandatum, or commandment. The night Jesus sat down at the Last Supper with his disciples, he gave them a new commandment. He told them that they should love each other like he loved us, and this would be the way other people knew we were his disciples. He also showed the disciples that no one man was greater than another. He served them in love by washing their feet. I know Jesus calls us to serve one another in love. I try to let people see Jesus' light in me by letting them hear me, see me helping other people, and showing Jesus' love to everyone. We don't always pay attention to the things we say or the places we frequent, but we can be sure other people do. Unbelievers will judge us by the things we say and the places we go, as well as how we carry ourselves and how well we treat others. By treating others the way we want to be treated and helping those in need, even if it's something we perceive as small, like saying a prayer or being there when you said you would, you are showing others Jesus' love, and you are glorifying God through your good works. Let people see us and know that we are children of God by our actions. Try to treat other people the way Jesus would. Let us be the salt of the earth and the light of the world as we follow the new commandment to love one another. Our prayer for today: Dear Heavenly Father, please help me to be your light in this world. Put me where you want me, and let me be your hands and feet as I go about my day. Let others see you through my actions, and let my actions be pleasing to you. Amen.